Zidorrean, Euskadi Irratian. Jon Basaguren.
Gabon eta ongi etorri Zidorrean zaudete. Prest beste bine ere bidestu eta musikatu hauetan barneratzeko badakizue gonbidatuta zaudetela eta soinu banda gure eskuz dezakezuela. Eta gaurkoan abisatzen dizuegu, ibilbidearen hasieran batez ere aurkikuntza ugari ekarriko dizkizuegu, aurreko asteburu honetan ezagutu ditugun hainbat talde eta musika interesgarri, baina hasiko gara Sara Zozaiaren kantu berriarekin. Musikari donostiarraren kantuek beti izan dute gure iritziz behintzat ukitu ameslari hori Dream Popetik hurbil beraz, eta kantu berri honek ere badaukala iruditzen zaigu Steel Corners adibidez agian etorriko zaizue burura, hau da Caravan. Sara Zozaia donostiarraren disko berria iristear eta bertatik ezagutzen dugun bigarren kantua da aditzen ari garen hau Caravan. Eta orain bai, joko dugu eguneko lehen aurkikuntzara. Hauek dira The Taps, Londrestik datoz, eta euren disko berrieneko kantua da Wretched Lie izeneko hau. I have told the wretched lie. Talde berria da, Owen O. Williams Londrestarrak sortu duena, aurretik beste banda batzuetan ibili ondoren, The Tubs dute izena, eta euren lehenengo diskoa entzuten ari garen hau da, aurten argitaratu duten Dead Meat, eta entzun dezakezuen bezala, 80ko hamarkadako pop britaniarrura dute eragin nagusi gisa. The Smiths taldearekin gogoratzea ekidin ezina iruditzen zaigu. Eta hurrengoak dira The Reds, Pinks and Purples, beste aurkikuntza bat. Eta esango genuke proiektu honekin hamarkada bat aurrera egiten dugula, 80ekora iritsi. Hau da Too Late for an Early Grave kantua. Is it too late for an early grave? Work hard, work hard. Never paid, never climbed the charts, destroyed the stage, brush with fame or join the hit parade. Well, maybe the lower rung back in the day. It's too late. It's too late. Beat down again. No wonder you're afraid. They can throw you away if you don't work every day. If you're sick, well that's okay. Make sure you punch the clock anyway. Overcome with Puritan shame. You better arrive on time next time to play the game. Changed, no reward to end the day. Never climbed the charts, destroyed the stage. Brush with fame, or join the hit parade. From the cradle to the grave, we are caved. No one was saved. Glenn Donaldson, Kaliforniarraren izen artistiko gisa uler dezakegu The Reds, Pinks and Purples, eta esan dezakegu jorratzen duela 80ko hamarkadako emozioz josiriko indie pop ura, hau da bere disko berrieneko Too Late for an Early Grave. Eta adi jarraituko dugulako aurkikuntzekin Belgikaragoaz. Soinu aldetik modernoago, hau da The Haunted Jout eta Broken kantua.
Zidorrean, musikaren bazterretatik, Jon Basaguren. Efektu zerutiarrez josiriko gitarra eta sintetizadorez jantziriko kantuak The Haunted Jout belgikarraren eskutik hau Broken izenekoa da. Eta soinu aldetik rock klasikoa gora joko dugu. Besteak beste, Bruce Springsteen edo Bob Dylan bezalako izenak aterako baizaizkizue The Hold Steady estatu batu barren musika adituz, segurazki guri bintzat ala gertatzen zaigu. Hau da euren disko berriko Sixers. Stayed up watching basketball replays. That's
a reason that she can't go to sleep. And it's got nothing to do with LeBron James. Has to do with a chemical reaction. Stimulated synapses, the snapping of the crackling. The doctor gave her something to focus her attention. She's got a 6-month supply in the cupboard in the kitchen. Upstairs she hears footsteps, and she has an idea. He's home late from some dinner and some drinks. Another Friday with the suits and the steakhouse. Asset management's as thrilling as you think, but they pay him pretty well. Now he's renting out the penthouse. Hasn't met the neighbors, he's new to the building. So he's a little bit surprised when he notices the knocking. When he opens up the door, it's the girl who lives beneath him. She said, I know it's pretty late and I hope that you weren't sleeping. She said she thought she heard footsteps and she had an idea. He'd seen her at the mailbox, made a little small talk. Now she's here in his entrance, shaking up the bottle like she's playing the maracas. Said she's high and she's restless. He put something on the stereo, it sounds like it's Sinatra. She thinks that seems a bit square, but there's things you overlook when you're getting with the guy upstairs. She opens up the bottle and starts pouring out the pills. Crush it on the counter, being careful not to spill. He starts mixing drinks, measuring the gin, getting down the glassware, muddling the mint. They talk about their work, where they went to school, how the city's kinda changed, how it used to be so cool. It's hard to make friends when your job is so demanding. They start dancing. Sunrise in the sundown, sending out for takeout, sharing inside jokes now. Finally tries to kiss her and she said that it's not like that. And now he wished he wouldn't have done that, cause everything is awkward and the conversation slows. She cleans off the countertop and said that she should probably go. She's seen him at the mailbox, flipping through the mail drop. She wasn't sure how to start it. Spent the last weekend trying to find a small connection. At least she got to see his apartment. A nigga poster in the silver frame. She thought that seemed kinda lame. She wakes up late for work with the sniffles and a spiraling shame. And later in the fall when she sees him in the hallway, she makes a point to be friendly. He's standing with some baby that he's calling his fiance. Her name is either Kelly or Katie. She's glad they found each other. The wedding's next September. She's planning her own party tonight.
Poesiatik gertuko hitzak eta Americana musika moldeak nahastuz, The Hold Steady euren disko berrienean ere.
But now they're not really there.
Eta gaurko ibilidearen erdigunera iristeko ekarri dizugu Thurston Moore-en kantu berrietako bat, Sonic Youth taldeko kide ere badenak hauxe aurkeztu baitu, Isadora.
She has the taste for divination. This is a dark matter concentration. This is spurning the laws of gravitation. Isadora's barefoot incantation. Time travel, bedazzled newness and truth. Bedazzled, time travel, revelations of you. She's cultivated motivation. See the spell book's activation.
Zidorrean, Euskadi Irratian. Jon Basaguren.
Zidorrean jarraitzen dugu eta gaurko ibilbidearen bigarren zatiari ekin diogu atzo ere aipatu genizuen EP batekin, Dave McKaganek, Guns N' Roses taldeko basularia ere badenak, bakarkako hiru kantu berri argitaratu baititu, This Is The Song izenpean eta hau da horietako bat, Pass You By.
Eta honen berri ere eman genizuen atzo. Foo Fighters dira euren beste kantu berria entzun genuen, badakizue diskoa iragarri dutela eta pare bat aurrerapen dagoeneko entzun gai jarri, eta esan dute ere zein izango den taldeko bateria jole berria. Josh Fries baieztatu dute eta berak jo du kantu honetan, hau da Rescued. Taylor Hawkins bateria jolea hil ondorengo lehenengo diskoa, eta bere lekua betez nolabait Josh Fries izango dute. Foo Fighters dira eta hau Rescued single berrietako bat. Eta Josh Fries ez da edonor, talde askorekin eta musikari askorekin lan egindakoa da, besteak beste Nine Inch Nailsekin edo Mike Nessekin. Disko askoren grabaketetan parte hartu du Josh Friesek, eta tartean Mike Nessen bakarkako honetan bai. Don't Think Twice du izena kantuak.
Break of dawn, look out your window, and I've been gone. You're
Foo Fightersek iragarri du Josh Freese izango dela bere bateria jole berria, eta jo dugu ba, bateria jole honen aurreko taldeak edo egindako lanak aztertzera, eta tartean agertu zaigu ba, Mike Nesson Cheating at Solitaire diskoan berak jozuela instrumentu hori, Don't Think Twice du izena kantuene. Gerora Mike Nesson Social Distortion taldearen Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes diskoan ere berak jo zuen bateria, Nine Inch Nailseko kide ere izan da zuzenekoetan, grabaketa batzuetan ere bai, besteak beste, eta baita A Perfect Circle taldeko kide ere. Hau da Billy Howard eta kompainiaren Weak and Powerless gogoratuko dugu. Josh Freese bateria jolea itzakitza tarturik, jo dugu 2003ko A Perfect Circle and 13th Step disko ederrera Weak and Powerless entzuteko berriz. Eta adiz, jarraian entzungo dugu Kongo eta Tanzaniako jatorria duen Kansas Cityko talde bat, eta beraiek egiten dute gainera Kevin Morbiren This is a Photograph kantuaren moldaketa.
Yeah.
esan bezala Kansas Cityn sorturiko taldea da, baina jatorriz Kongoko eta Tanzaniako sustraiak dituzten musikari osatua, The Salvation Choir dute izena, eta moldaketak egiten dituzte batez ere, eta oraingoan aukeratu dute Kevin Morbiren This Is a Photograph. Eta nola eskertzen den beste leku batzuetako, rockaren edo poparen epizentroan ez dauden lekuetako musikak aditzea. Eta horrekin jarraituko dugu, indiar jatorria du urrengoak, Sid Sriram da, eta hau da bere kantu berrietako bat, Do the Dance.
No, I'm not ready for peace yet, deep in my soul. Do the dance as before.
Ingelesezko disko bat eta indira geixeago hurbilduz iragarri du Sid Sriram musikariak, Estatu Batuetan bizi da orain, baina jatorri indiarra du, eta bere disko berri horretako aurrerapenetako bat hauxe, Do the Dance. Eta Los Angelesera orain, Michael Collins da bera, eta izen artistikoz, Drug Dealer, hau da bere kantu berrietako bat, Lip Service.
Michael Collins estatuatuarra da, baina aurretik musikan aritzen zen Run DMT izenpean, eta gerora Salvia Plath gisa ere bai, oraingoan Drug Dealer moduan, eta kantu berri honekin Lip Service. Eta dagoeneko osorik entzun gai duzuen disko batekin utziko zaituztegu. Baina kantu hau aurrerapen gisa plazaratu zuten eta hemen dagoeneko entzuna dugu. The Last Rotation of Earth du izena abesti ederrak, bera da Busy Camp Light. Gu bihar bertan hementsi izango gaituzue berriz, badakizue, gaueko 10ak inguruan Euskadi Irratiko zidorrean. Eta ordura arte betikoa, oso ondo izan, eta musika asko entzun. Agur! Great conversation in our steamy morn. I got stuff to do. Zidorrean, Euskadi Irratian, Jon Basaguren.
There's something about this one. He goes, are you okay?